Hi, this is a patient who has been Sean McDuffie, S-E-A-N, M-C-D-U-F-F-I-E. Sean McDuffie, date of birth is 5-17-1989, date of accident 4-21-2022, and date of service is 8-26-2022. So Sean McDuffie is here for a follow-up evaluation. He's got a severe pain in the neck around 7 to 8, and a mild to moderate pain in the lower back around 4. Neck pain is radiating to the left arm all the way, involving second, third, and fourth finger, with numbness and tingling, intermittent. He do not have a neck brace, and also he requesting a wrist brace because his wrist is quite painful, and it appears that he has a carpal tunnel syndrome. Overall, the pain level remains between 6 to 8, and ADLs are affected 6, and 60% relief has been obtained by the patient due to various protocols of physical therapy, acupuncture, medications, injections. In the ADS patient reports that he is suffering from mood and relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life around 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, work is affected 9, activity 8, and walking ability 7 out of 1 to 10. In the system review patient report that he is sweating, he wakes up with a lot of sweat during the sleep time. And there is a lack of focus, lack of concentration and anxiety, loss of memory, and he's forgetful of the appointment. However, he has no headaches or dizziness, vertigo. He has no confusion, disorientation, no vision problem, double vision. He denies any blackout or seizures or any other issues. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the neck severely with stiffness of the neck and radiation to the left arm. And the moderate difficulty walking. In the GI, patient suffers from nausea and one vomiting yesterday. However, he denies any diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has remained the same and there are no changes in the pain level, medical history, surgical history, and no changes in hospitalization last 30 days, no weight loss or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, patient reports utilizing marijuana for additional pain relief. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 120 over 74, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination same from previous visit of 7-23-2022, dictation number 0725-045. The plan of care is as follows. The patient has improvement in the shoulder pain and he is able to abduct up to 110 to 120 degrees without pain, and the pain level has recovered substantially. His lower back pain is also improving without any intervention except physical therapy. 50% improvement in the lower back. And diagnosis will remain the same as the dictation 0725-045. And plan of care is to provide the following medications to the patient, which are Mobic, 30 tablets, 50 milligram, 1 tablet a day for anti-inflammatory. Flexeril, milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. And Tylenol with codeine, number 3, 30 tablets for pain relief, PRN. All other medications were discontinued from the previous prescription. Lunesta, Acifax, Voltaren Gel and Lidocaine Patch, Furoscid, Imetrex, they have all been cancelled. patient will continue doing his physical therapy 2 times per week. There is a noticeable severe spasm of the upper trapezius on the right side, and he'll continue doing traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercises. His work-wise, he's on a light duty, 7 hours, 7 days, with 7 pound lifting limit, and housework replacement, transportation has been ordered. Patient is advised about home massage and home therapy, heat, yoga, exercises. Muscle relaxers will help him. They have been provided. He can visit us in 15 days if he chooses so. He has a potential carpal tunnel syndrome, and a wrist brace for carpal tunnel was provided to the patient. It's a cock-up, K-O-C-H-U-P, cock-up splint. A neck brace was also provided, and the patient left the clinic in a stable shape. Thank you.